Joining me here in the studio is dancer Ben Needham Wood, who is with the Louisville Ballet and but has a special role in this next production, which is called Studio Connections. Ben, welcome.
Hi.
Tell us about what you did for Studio Connections and how you were asked by Artistic Director Bruce Simpson to do this.
Well, at the end of last season, I was called into Bruce's office, and he actually offered me an opportunity to choreograph on the company for this production. So for Studio Connections, I've choreographed a large work that involves almost everyone in the company. And it's really great working in a company where the artistic director is as committed to his dancers as Bruce is, and the way he's giving his dancers opportunities like this that they don't normally get at other companies is really great.
Yeah, and it seems unusual to me. So I'm assuming that you have a history of choreography to an extent. What have you done have you done something for the ballet
yes,
before?
Yes, I've actually choreographed the last 3 years in a row for the Choreographer's Showcase, which is another program that the Louisville Ballet does in studio every year.
Right.
That one's a little bit different than what we're doing with this production with Studio Connections. Choreographer's Showcase is a little bit more experimental. It's all original works by different company members, whereas Studio Connections, it's a little bit more formal and structured, where we start off with very classical tutu ballets, and then we progress to a more contemporary setting.
Mm-hmm. Are we drawing a connection between all these by doing that?
Between the program,
between the more classical to the more modern.
Yes, yes. There's a thread through the Studio Connections program where it starts very classical, and that classical structure kind of sustains as the program goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is it gets a little bit farther from the classical sense and just gets more contemporary. So while you'll still see the straight lines, the pointed feet, you'll still see those aspects of the classical structure in the performance, but it starts to get a little bit more contemporary with the different twist where the dancers start having more of a hip-hop influence in
mm-hmm.
my piece and different changes like that as it goes on.
You anticipated my next question. Now, the music that you've set to is by Bach,
yes.
A double concerto for oboe and violin, but it doesn't necessarily hearken to Bach's time or
no,
in your dance.
One of the interesting things that I like about the Bach music is because it is a Baroque sound. If you look back to the 19th century, Baroque music was used as the social dance of the time for social settings. So if you look at today's modern culture, hip hop music is more accessible whether you're at a night scene or something like that. So in a way, I'm taking the social dance from the 19th century, and then I'm trying to fuse it with the social dance from our current times.
And how successful were you?
We will see when we get to the show.
Well, are there some moves that just seem to flow well between the two?
Yeah, well, I don't want to give too much away, but there are some movements that I've taken specifically from hip-hop that I've translated into my piece. For example, if you were to walk in to a group of breakdancers and see them doing windmills on the floor, I've taken windmills where the legs are flying around in circles, and I've actually translated it into a lift where the guy has the girl up on his back.
Oh, great. How wonderful. Well, this is a little different also in that it's at the ballet studios in that
yes.
In that nice big practice area,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Which means that you have three performances, is that right? February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th?
We have four, actually. The 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of February.
Okay. So you're going to be wanting for space. I mean, there's not going to be many tickets, I believe.
Available. The seating is very limited for the shows, so it's definitely a good idea to get your tickets in advance.
So how does the closeness to the audience, because the audience is going to be right there
yep.
Seeing you, how does that affect choreography?
Choreographically, it's interesting because it's difficult trying to make sure that the piece doesn't feel overwhelming, because usually you have the distance of the Kentucky Center where the audience can really sit back and observe it from 40, mm-hmm. 50 feet away, whereas in this situation, the audience will literally be 5, 10 feet away from the dancers. So this it's kind of like looking at a widescreen up very close.
Yeah.
So it's hard to kind of take it all in. So that was just an added challenge.
Well, I'm reminded of whenever we have opera singers come and perform for our lunchtime classics, they're used to doing their stage emoting. Mm-hmm. And so their gestures, their facial expressions are very exaggerated because they're used to doing that so people in the back row can see what they're doing. And when you're that close and they're doing this, they almost look comical. So it must be difficult for the dancers to, you know, just kind of reel it in a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the dancers, it definitely changes your approach a little bit. But at the same time, I feel like we're a company where our expression is very realistic. And so... we don't have to put on too much of a face in a performance setting.
Well, if you just joined us, I'm talking to Ben Needham Wood, who is one of several dancers from the Louisville Ballet Company that will be presenting dances and choreography for their next production, Studio Connections, at the Louisville Ballet Studio on February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Is there a connection between the dancers and the audience during the performance? How aware are the dancers when, and can they feed off the audience?
With some of the pieces, it is definitely, yes, they will be able to feed off the audience a little bit. Namely, there are a couple pas de deux that will be performed in the middle of the program that have lots of very athletic jumps and turns. And feedback from the audience definitely helps the dancers to feel more adrenaline and a little bit more drive. But then at the same time, there are also pieces like our first piece, Raimonda, which is very classical. It's a tutu ballet where the audience is not expected to be as responsive immediately. So the dancers are kind of ready to present their work more just by themselves without needing too much in response to that. Mm-hmm.
But dancers are usually appreciative of of a good response.
We are always appreciative of it.
Well, Ben Needham Wood, I really thank you for coming in and wish you the best of luck with your work. Have you do you have a title for your
my work? Piece is called Setting a Tone.
Okay. And it fuses hip hop and Bach.
Yes.
And probably a few other elements. Well, that's again coming up February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th for four performances at the Louisville Ballet Studios at 315 East Main Street. If you'd like more information, you can call them at 583-3150. Again, that's 502-583-3150. Or go to their website. It's louisvilleballet.org. Ben Needham Wood, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.